Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be with all of you here at the Shepherd's House once again. Most of y'all that I get to fellowship with quite a bit, y'all are just like family to me by now. I'd like to say I appreciate you, Pastor, Brother Jimmy, for asking me to come. All those on live stream or television, however you're watching the broadcast this morning, we appreciate you and your support. If you're looking for a home church, this would definitely be a good one in the Glasgow area. Those of you who are here this morning, I'm sure y'all have come to know that. Many of you have been here for quite a while now, and I'm very thankful and honored to get to be with you this morning. But we're going to be this morning in the book of John, chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. I'd like to read just a few verses there. If you've never read John chapter 8, it's probably one of my favorite passages that in Scripture that Christ has spoke, and it's definitely a blessing to read it. So there's your little homework if you need something to do this week. John chapter number 8. But it's good to be in the Lord's house, ain't it? Beautiful day. It could be the day he comes again, Sister Cookie, and that would be fine with me. But it wouldn't be fine with a lot of people. And that's a shame, Brother John. But whenever his time to come is here, I'm glad to know I'm ready. And I'm glad to know that it's all under the blood, Brother John. That's the main thing. That's the privilege of being born again, ain't it? So John chapter number 8, can we start in verse number 30? John chapter 8 and verse 30. It says, "As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Verse 35 says, And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Verse 42 says, Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." And that would be our scripture reading for today. Can we go to the Lord in prayer this morning? Father, we thank you for another opportunity to fellowship with your people here at the Shepherd's House Church this morning, for the leadership and all the people here. God, we ask, Lord, that your word would go forth, Lord, wherever it would go this morning, through the broadcasts and live streams, wherever Your word would go in the church house this morning. We ask that it would not return void. But God, it would be anointed from the Holy Ghost. That God, it would be an ease to preach here this morning with liberty. And we ask, Father, for you and your Son, Jesus Christ, to be glorified in all that's said and done here this morning. And we ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. And can we all say amen? So I began to pray and meditate on what God would have for the service. And you'll laugh, but Brother Jimmy had asked me to come and cover this service several months ago. And I'd had plenty of preparation, but friend, you've just got to be a preacher to understand how these things work. But you see this morning that as I began to, I was praying and studying. And friend, if I could preach a thought this morning, it would be simple, that the devil is a liar. And now we've heard that all of our life. We've heard that, especially if you've been in church for any length of time. You've heard the statement that the devil is a liar and the father of it. But friend, I don't really necessarily want to focus as much on just the devil being a liar as I do in what it says in John chapter 14, verse 6, where Christ says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you see here that, Brother John, you can't have the lie and the truth together at once. And so you'll hear people say that, well, I've told a little white lie. Well, it was as big or little, however you want to look at it. But either way, it's a lie. And so you see that some people will tell, as you've heard, half-truths, that it's not all the truth, but it's not all a lie. Well, Sister Jane, I began to pray and meditate, and the Lord brought this scripture to my mind here, where that it says that the devil is a liar and the father of it. Now, when you begin to look here at this passage of scripture, we find here that Jesus even tells them, if you continue in my word, ye are my disciples indeed. And then he goes on and he talks about the devil. And he says that he was a murderer from the beginning and he abode not in the truth. Now, Sister Cookie, that means that the devil didn't want to stay where the truth was. You've got to study who the devil really is. And according to scripture, you'll find that he is an angel of light, and that at one time he was there even at the throne worshiping God as an angel created by God. And so that over time, friend, his heart, when you read in Isaiah 14, would rise up with pride, and he would want to be exalted and lifted up even above God. And Brother John, we find that there is going to be a warfare, if you will, in heaven, and he's going to be cast out, but he's going to deceive, Sister Cookie, a third of the angels in heaven to be cast out with him. That's a very deceiving lie, ain't it? Now, friend, you've got to realize today that, friend, we're not dealing with an adversary who's just telling little white lies to be funny. We're not dealing with an adversary, Brother John, who's just going to lead you for a minute and then leave you there. No, we're dealing with somebody who wants to take your very soul to a place called hell. And, friend, you've got to realize here, people say this is hard to understand or imagine that it could be this way, but friend, you've got to realize that the word truth is in the Bible over 250 times, and the word lie is in there less than 200. I think it's like 153. But friend, we find here that there is something that we need to catch on to here, that friend, we don't need to focus as much on the lie as we do the truth. Well, how do we do that? Well, friend, the only way we can know truth, Sister Cookie, is to know Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. We're living in a day and time when it seems as if everything you look at, there's people out here in this world, Sister Jane, if they see it on Facebook, it's got to be true. If they see it on the internet, on the computer somewhere, it's got to be true. But friend, can I tell you that I've found a lot of things in this world that's been a lie. I've found a lot of things, Brother John, that's not been true. I've had people I trusted, people I was close to, that friend, they would eventually somewhere along the way probably slip up and tell me a lie. But friend, can I tell you that when I come to know the truth, that is Jesus Christ. I knew who the liar was. I knew who the devil was. And I knew I needed to stay away from him. Friend, I want you to realize from the beginning, friend, when we see Adam and Eve in the garden, he's lying to them. Friend, and all throughout 66 books of the Bible, and even up until the day we're living in, he's still a liar, and he's still the father of it. Friend, what kind of lies is he telling, Brother John? He's telling people you can never be forgiven. He's telling people you've done too much wrong to be set free. He's telling people you can't go back to that church because of the things you've said, the things you've done. You can't go back and make that wrong right. But friend, can I tell you that even the things I've done in my life, Sister Cookie, that I can't take back, the truth can take it away. Friend, can I tell you that Jesus Christ, the truth, can take it all away. What I can't go back and change, he can change for me. Do you realize that he is the way, the truth, and the life? When you begin to study this book of John, you'll find over in John chapter 17, as he's getting ready to be crucified, he prays to his Father in heaven and says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. And so he begins to pray this prayer, friend. What good is the word to a believer? Brother John, this is the truth. This is what I need, friend. This Bible is the only book I've ever read, Sister Gail, that while I'm reading it, it's reading me. While I'm reading it, friend, it's showing me what wrongs I'm doing. It's showing me what problems I have. And it's showing me where I need to change. But friend, sin is greater than I am if I don't have Jesus Christ. But friend, because he's the truth, Brother John, he loves me enough to show me this is what's in your way. This is what you need to move. This is what you got to get rid of if you want fellowship with me. You could have preached this morning. You was joking about it. But brother, you was all over it. Because so many times, friend, the church gets an idea that, friend, we are in the perfect plan of God. And friend, so many times they know just enough of the Bible to be dangerous with it. You'll find that the devil himself knows the word better than most churches, friend. And it's sad to say that, but you'll find that as long as we stay in the word and connected to the truth, we can overcome sin. Friend, we can be bigger and we can be of greater influence than what the devil is. We're living in a day where you'll hear something at the grocery store. Did you ever play that game in school? Let me just use this as an example. Friend, that I don't remember what it was called, but friend, you would start at the front of the classroom. The teacher would tell a student something, and she'd say, okay, you got to tell the next one. And by the time, Sister Jane, it got to the very back of the classroom, the teacher could have said the white cat crossed the road. By the time it got to the back of the classroom, it was a big yellow horse that was running across the road. Friend, the little lie had turned into something so far different. It had turned into something bigger, more exaggerated. Friend, can I tell you that you've got to realize the power that we hold when we hold this holy word of God. Friend, this is 66 books written by over 40 different people over 1,500 year span. You think about that. But they all have the same message. And that message is salvation through Jesus Christ. You've got to realize that, friend, this was a message of truth. The truth will stand when the world's on fire, they say. The truth will stand when all the lies have been blown apart. Friend, you've got to realize when you go to the courthouse to be tried for something, they're not looking for lies, they're looking for the truth. And when the truth is found, Brother John, you can stand on it. You can make a case on it. You can make all your decisions on it. Friend, the truth is invaluable, friend. It is something you can't put a price on. Friend, the truth, friend, what am I talking about? That's Jesus Christ. Since I've come to know him, he's showing me where the lies are. He's showing me where the truth is. He's showing me I can put all of my trust in him. Friend, all of my trust is in him. Friend, you would think that surely out of 1,500 year span of time that this Bible was written by 40 different men or whoever would write it. Friend, you've got to realize that it is infallible. What does that mean? It is without fail. The truth will not let you down. Friend, the truth is a fact you can stand on. Friend, that it cannot be changed. Friend, this morning, friend, you look at it. Friend, and you can find that there are people who are wanting to know the truth. Friend, I can give you truth. But friend, you have to believe it. Friend, and Jesus is telling them here in John chapter 8, I've spoken the truth, but you've really believed a lie. What lies have they believed, Sister Cookie? That friend, he's not who he says he is. Friend, I've come to know him, and I can tell you he is exactly who he says he is. Friend, that you would even look at it when he arose from the tomb on the third day. That Brother John, we find there were people that were paying off people to go and tell that the disciples came and stole him in the night, and that he didn't get up under his own power and do these things. But friend, I'm glad to tell you that the truth had made me free and came to brought me to the realization that all of those things were lies, and that the truth is that he was who he said he was, and he still is who he said he is. And guess what? He always will be, because the truth will stand forever. Friend, now you say, well, preacher, your message this morning was the devil is a liar. Yes, it was. But we're talking more about the truth. Yeah, because why? Because you look at the U.S. Treasury. Friend, the things that you'll find in the U.S. Treasury, friend, when they have counterfeit money, when they're bringing people in to study, friend, and to know the currency that we use every day, friend, they're not giving them, Sister Cookie, all the counterfeit versions so they can know the counterfeit. Sister Gail, they're giving them the real thing, the real money, because if they know the real good enough, then Sister Jane, the fake will be obvious to them. Friend, do you realize when you know Jesus Christ good enough, everything the devil's doing will be obvious to you? But friend, so many times, and it's so easy that the church will allow this to happen when something's going on in the world, a war over here, or a shooting over here, or this or that or whatever, the church will get their eyes on what's going on, and friend, they'll take their eyes off of Jesus Christ just long enough to be convinced that friend, there is no hope, just long enough to believe that there is no way out of this, and just long enough to believe we're wasting time and effort. But friend, I've come to find out, Sister Cookie, that friend, things are better than what this world is showing me. That friend, things are better, Sister Kathy, than what the devil's showing me, because of a man named Jesus Christ. That friend, even though he said I could never go free, Jesus Christ said I could go free. And when he says it, friend, then you can take it to the bank. Friend, can I tell you this morning that friend, you got to look at it is those people in the U.S. Treasury. They'll blindfold them and they'll put all the money in their hand. They'll put a stack of money in their hand and they'll begin to run through it. Friend, they'll put some fakes in there. But friend, can I tell you, they'll know the fake automatic because they know the real good enough. Friend, when we abide in the truth, when we abide in Christ, when we study him, we know him. Friend, you can study about the devil for the rest of your life if you want to, but you'll find out you'll be bound up. You'll be spiritually depressed. You'll be nothing but more than what he is, a liar. The truth won't be in you. Friend, can I tell you, but since I've come to know Jesus Christ, Brother John, friend, he's making me more like him. What are you saying? I'm not saying that boastful. I'm not saying that arrogant. But friend, since I come to know who Jesus is, Sister Gail, he's showing me, hey, this ain't like me. We need to get rid of that. Well, that's the truth, because friend, let me tell you something. And friend, I don't mean to ramble on or chase rabbits here, but friend, can I tell you, you'll find that a lot of people get so amazed and even confused at how the pastor or the preacher can know what's going on in your life. And Brother John, it ain't because I called you this morning and I said, well, what's going on in the church before I come preach? Or I didn't have a meeting along with Brother Jimmy and say, what's going on over here or over there or whatever. But friend, the Lord has a way of revealing to people through the means of the Holy Ghost the truth, and that when the truth is revealed, it will be known. And Sister Jane, the truth, there's no arguing the truth. You can't deny it. You cannot believe it. But friend, you can't argue it, because it is a fact. What facts do we have with Christ? He was born of a virgin named Mary. What is the truth? Mary was a virgin. What is the truth? He was born of Mary. What is the truth? He came not born of a man, because God didn't need man's help with it, you see. because man will surely pervert it or mess it up. But Sister Gail, we find that he came to this earth. He was more than just a good man. He was more than just a carpenter's son. Friend, that is true. He was a carpenter's son, and it is true that he was a man. But friend, he's not come to say that I'm Jesus Christ and I've come to show you a way out. He's saying, I am the way. He's not come to tell you that I'm going to teach you the truth. He's saying, I am the truth and I am the life. And so we find here, Sister Gail, that when we read this and look at it all throughout the four Gospels is what many would account for the story of Christ. But you can find Jesus Christ all the way in Genesis, all the way to Revelation. You can find him all throughout. His name might not be mentioned in there. But friend, let me tell you that God gave Isaiah a prophecy of a man who was going to come. He was going to suffer, be led to a cross, suffer and die. He was going to be as a sheep before the shears, as the Bible says. But friend, can I tell you, if it wasn't true, that never would have happened. But friend, thanks be to God that the truth, not only have we known, but it came down from heaven and it dwelt among us. The Bible says our hands have handled it, of the word of life. And guess what? We beheld his glory, the book of John says, full of grace and truth. Friend, in him is truth. What other truths do we have? That the grave is empty. Well, what if somebody came and took him? Nobody came and took him. There's too many witnesses to attest that he was here, that he is the truth, and that what he said he would do, Sister Gail, he did. He would rise on the third day. Friend, now the truths cannot be argued. I just have to believe that Jesus is more than a man. I have to believe he's more than the carpenter's son. I have to believe that he's more, Brother John, than just a good old Joe. But friend, I do believe that the devil's a liar and he's trying to convince you and everybody else of a lie that maybe this is not worth fighting for. Maybe this ain't worth sticking for. Maybe this ain't worth trying. I heard an old preacher say one time, why don't you just give Jesus Christ a chance? If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Friend, that's the way that it is, friend, and it's sad to say. But many a people are stuck in believing the lies of a devil. Friend, it's hard to trust a liar, ain't it? You ever met somebody who's lied to you? It's hard to put much trust in them again. Friend, and I'm not trying to bring out dirty laundry or nothing, but friend, that's just the truth. If somebody lies to me, Brother John, it's hard for me to put much trust in what they say. Friend, that's me being human. I'm not God this morning. But Sister Jane, I can tell you something. Throughout the years of my life, I've never found one fault in this Word of God. I've never found one flaw in it. I've read it cover to cover, not bragging or boasting. I've read it all and I've not found one jot or one tittle, as the Bible says, that is off kilter. Many a people think we're just spending our life worshiping some fairy tale or some fable. But one day, Sister Jane, the whole world will know this was the truth. And friend, you should have heeded the warning. Friend, what are we saying? Friend, don't believe the lies of the devil. He'll tell you you can never have the blessings of God. Friend, I know, because I've sought the Lord and he heard and he answered me. Friend, how do I know about this goodness, Sister Gail? Because, friend, how do I know about this salvation? Because one day I was lost and undone. The preacher preached and I thought he had been staying in my house watching what I was doing, and I just didn't see him. And Sister Jane, I came and gave my heart to the Lord, and ever since that day, something's been different. Ever since that day, I just can't get away from him. Why, Brother John? Because I want to know the truth. And the truth has made me free. Friend, that's what the truth will do. It'll take the bondages of the lie and it'll show you that you can go free. The devil's told me many a time, friend, and even after you get saved, don't think it's going to just be easier, because many of you, I'm sure, can attest to it, it won't be. But friend, how many of you that's been born again has he ever said, you really didn't get what you think you got? Well, that's a lie, ain't it? Well, how do you know? Because I've got something, and it's more than a feeling, friend. It's something that truly changes your whole life. Friend, there's been times in my life that, friend, the devil has thrown things at me. Even this morning we was laughing about it. I had some truck trouble, and I messaged Brother John, and I said I might be a few minutes late. But, friend, the devil knew that, friend, if he could get me to believe, friend, it would have been a whole lot easier, Sister Cookie, if I just said, well, truck won't start. They can cover it. Sister Cook can preach this morning. But guess what? You see how things go, don't you? The devil tries to plant that seed. Well, your truck won't start. It ain't going to run. You might as well forget it. You ain't going to make it. Well, guess what? I thought, well, I'll try it again. Tried it again. I got her fired up, and I hollered at Dad, and I said, Dad, you got a truck over there at the house? He said, yeah, I got a spare. Here's where the key is. I said, I'm going to need to borrow it. I'll talk to you after a while. And that's all we said, and we went on. But, friend, can I tell you that I'm glad that God gives me the sense to know the truth, that he will make a way, and that, friend, when he makes a way, we had better be in that way, because when he makes that way for us, friend, why would anybody, I can't understand for the life of me, Sister Cookie, why people will neglect so great a salvation, turn away from the truth and follow a lie. Friend, can I tell you, it's not alcohol that's killing you, it's not drugs that's killing you, it's sin that's killing you. And sin, friend, is a lie from the devil. Sin is something that'll bring pleasure for a season and misery for life. Do you realize that? Friend, this is, friend, the reason we need to know the truth. Friend, if I could tell this as I begin to close. Friend, there was a man that I knew. He was part of our family. And friend, I trusted this man. And I've probably told this before, and if I have, you can tune me out if you need to. Whatever you need to do. But friend, can I tell you, Brother John, this man, I trusted him with anything I had. I mean, I'd give him my truck, I'd give him my last dollar, shirt off my back, keys to my house, anything he wanted, I'd have trusted him with. And Sister Cookie, I found out that this man would do like all men have done and make a mistake, and he would fall short. And he caused me and my family a lot of grief. And Brother John, at the time, I was outside, and we was working on a little landscaping project there at the house. I was trying to build a raised bed there for a flower bed there in front of the house. Friend, and I've been working on this raised flower bed, and friend, I went and got one of them big old landscape rocks got a bunch of them from Lowe's, but I was using one, and it was about the right size for my hand, and it's just like it was fit for my hand, Sister Cookie, and I would use it. I'd dig out some dirt, and I'd use that rock, and I'd mash it down, tamp it down, get it good and packed in real good. And Brother John, after this man had caused a big problem in our house. Friend, and he had caused a big problem, caused us not to trust him. And Brother John, my heart was broke. I was angry. I said, how in the world can we deal with this?
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.